This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. A Beckley neighborhood has rallied to fight a new psychiatric clinic that, among other things, will offer medication-assisted treatment for opioid addiction. Carol Lofton reports the tension lies between what experts say is a much-needed service that residents don't want in their neighborhood.
Residents and physicians have gathered for a town hall in Beckley, West Virginia. On the agenda, whether a new psychiatric clinic downtown should be allowed to prescribe medication-assisted treatment from their building.
What matters is, it's our neighborhood. Right. Our neighborhood, and we have the right to say what we want in our neighborhood. And I don't understand why you don't hear that.
That's community member Patty Tubert. She's acting as the spokeswoman for others who are opposed to the facility. Back in January, Dr. Saad and Jawad Zafar bought a vacant downtown building zoned commercial with the intention of expanding older brother Saad Zafar's existing internal medicine clinic to include psychiatric services. Although zoned commercial and used as a medical practice previously, the building they bought is in a mixed-use neighborhood, which includes churches, homes, and other medical practices. Jawad Zafar.
This is a medical and a psychiatric clinic. Addiction is not our primary focus, but it's part of our treatment, you know. Just like you would treat diabetes, you're going to be treating addiction because it falls under the realms of internal medicine and psychiatry together.
But when the Beckley neighborhood found out the Zafars would be providing addiction treatment services from their new building, the neighborhood fought back.
Well, I'm not sure that there is a good scenario the way it exists right now. Not in a neighborhood.
Tubert says the community understands that addiction services are needed, but believes the neighborhood would be a much less safe place with the clinic there, and that those people, meaning people struggling with addiction, should be treated away from homes. But there's little evidence to suggest that clinics providing medication-assisted treatment cause an increase in crime in the communities in which they are situated. In a statement to the Register-Herald, the Beckley Police Department said they haven't observed increased crime around any of the MAT clinics in the city. For the Zafars, that's not a surprise. Crime usually occurs when people struggling with addiction are actively using illegal drugs, not when they are in treatment, they say.
Honestly, I was sick and tired of seeing, you know, grandparents have to raise the grandchildren because of parents are suffering from addiction and they can't seek treatment.
Jawad Zafar says that as an addiction treatment specialist, he could have gone anywhere in the country with his skills and been paid a lot more than he will make in Beckley. But West Virginia is home, and the most desperate need is here, so he stayed.
That was my rationale to come back. And now I'm questioning, actually, after some of this, I'm questioning, was this the right decision for me to make?
Tubert says that it's not the addiction treatment that bothers the community. It's the medication-assisted part, pointing out that there is disagreement within the medical community about how long people should be on medication-assisted program. Some programs wean patients off the medication in a certain period of time. Others allow them to stay on indefinitely. The concern, she says, is that people in the program will sell their medication and that the community will see an increase in drug deals or needles in the streets and parks. Jawad Zafar is modeling his treatment plan after a program already established in Morgantown. For the people in the parent program at WVU, the notion that this kind of treatment center generates crime is ludicrous.
It's regular drugs that cause crime. You know, Suboxone's a medicine. It's not really a drug that you get high off of. It, you know, keeps a person from getting on drugs.
Cassie is part of a long-term recovery group in the WVU Comprehensive Opioid Addiction Treatment Program. She and four other women, including Megan, from whom you're about to hear, told their stories about addiction and recovery.
I didn't want to be on anything assisted, any kind of medicine. I just wanted to do like cold turkey, and honestly being on, put on Suboxone and the whole program, everything about it, all the meetings, all the group therapy, all the therapy, individual therapy, everything, all the requirements are really what kept me clean and built a really strong recovery for me. I have 464 days clean.
For them, medication-assisted treatment saved their lives. It allowed them to get jobs, be parents to their children, and re-enter society as productive members. Every major medical association in the United States, from the National Institutes of Health to the Federal Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, recognizes medication-assisted treatment, combined with therapy, as an effective treatment for opioid use disorders. A 2015 Harvard review of studies found that when patients are prescribed medication in their addiction treatment, the rate they stay sober doubles versus when patients are prescribed no medication or given a placebo. But there is a strong line between perception and science. Tubert and her neighbors have seen their community shift dramatically under the weight of the opioid crisis. She points to an incident where she says they found somebody shooting up in her work bathroom as evidence to the potential impact on the community.
I used to leave my door unlocked. I don't leave my door unlocked anymore.
For many in the town hall, addiction, or at least the actions that led to addiction, is a choice, one the community should not be made to suffer from, and that the problem started with doctors overprescribing. The not-in-our-neighborhood response from the Beckley community is not dissimilar to other examples around the state where people have tried to establish sober living homes. But for physicians treating addiction and patients in recovery, addiction is a disease, and the paths to developing that disease are as many and varied as the paths to diabetes and nicotine addiction. Older brother Saad Zafar.
What would be the next? Are they going to tell us that we can't treat HIV patients, we can't treat hepatitis patients, because it's going to bring their property values down?
For the Zafars, the concept of not in my neighborhood is ridiculous, because addiction is already in almost all neighborhoods in West Virginia. But Tubert says no matter how the building was zoned when the Zafars bought it, the neighborhood will fight to get the zoning changed so the physicians can't prescribe Suboxone from that facility. So far, the community has put together a petition to bar MAT in residential neighborhoods. The Beckley City Attorney has said he will review whether such a request could be legally implemented. The Zafars say they wouldn't have bought the building in the first place if it hadn't been zoned the way it was. And until that zoning is changed, they'll continue treating patients the most effective way they know how, including treating addiction. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Kara Lofton.
Appalachia Health News is a project of West Virginia Public Broadcasting with support from Marshall Health, Charleston Area Medical Center, and WVU Medicine. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. Our producer is Glennis Board. I'm Teresa Wills.